inch off is about as big a biscuit you want. And pat it and round it out, put it in your pan.
Whatever, how many you want.
This yeast.
Anything else you'd make out of wheat flour?
I'm a dog if I know. Thing I know about wheat. And that is wheat shorts you feed your hogs with them. About the only dealings I ever raise no wheat in this part of the country.
What do y'all eat for bread?
What we eat for bread?
Mm.
Cornbread. Corn. Ground up fine.
Now what would you make out of cornbread? Or out of corn? Would you take it to the mill to get it ground?
Oh yeah. Yes, sir, I've hauled in many a bushel. Used to be an old fella up the side of town up there, had what they call a grist mill. You ever seen a grist mill? Them old stones that runs together that pour the corn in and it just grinds it down to a mill?
Yes.
I took I rode this little old horse that I was telling you about that I killed. Took a bushel of corn, a shell, good this red cob corn, shoe peg, good deal. I took it up that, got it across the horseback. I mean, I took it up there for him to grind me up some. Well, I took it in there, and he picked it up, measured it first, and he poured it up in the hopper. Well, he reaches over here and he gets a little old square box, holds just about a half a gallon, or not over a gallon, just about a half a gallon. Box he made. He reaches up there and he dips it out, pours it over in another container over here. I didn't pay no attention to him. I thought, well, he wants a little of that kind of corn. Got it all ground up? He said, well, here you are. He said, how much I owe you? You don't owe me nothing.
He took his share.
I said, you mean that you don't charge me for that grinding that? Oh, yeah. He said, did you see me take that corn out of it? I said, yeah. That's my pay. I said, man, you can't make a living that picking that little dab of corn, might have grinded that much corn with this, you had a big old gas engine pulling it. I said, you can't make a living and charge no more than that. Oh, he says, I know it, but he says, I'd rather have it than to want it. That's the answer you give.
I'd rather have it than to want it.
That's a pretty good philosophy.
I can't quite figure it out, but I guess it is.
Yeah.
What would he make out of, what would you make out of that cornmeal?
Well, you'd make cornbread.
Well, would you ever grind it up coarse and make something else?
Grits. You both go to the store and buy grits right there. It's corn. It's been ground up fine like that and cleaned and sifted and got all the chaff and everything out of it.
Did you ever take corn and the hulls would be leached off of it and it would be puffed up, yellow, and eat that for breakfast?
Oh yeah, that's a hominy. I'm gonna have to tell the battle about that. The old store up here went out of business. I was up there Saturday, I believe, or Friday. And he gave me a plumb box full of stuff there, and there's about half a dozen boxes of lye, pure old lye in the box.